Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hebrews chapter number 13. A few weeks ago, we looked at verse number 17. When we looked at back in verse number 7, it's talking about leaders, pastors, elders of the church. And in verse number 7, it talked about remember them that had the rule over you. The word remember literally means talking about pray for them. And follow in verse number 7, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. That means their lifestyle. Does the pastor, the elder, whoever's leading the congregation, does their lifestyle match up with what they preach? In other words, do they practice what they preach? And if it does, the Word of God admonishes people to follow them because they're in a place of authority. And that's what that word rule means, because when we get in verse number 17, again, I just want to touch on it again, because boy, that's a hard word for people to follow, is that first word in verse number 17. It means obey. Now remember, I didn't write this. I'm just telling you what this says. The word obey means to go along with the commands, yield to comply with. Obey them that had the rule over you and submit yourselves. Again, the word rule means those who are the leaders, who go before, those who lead the way. In verse number 7, we talked about to follow them, to lead. Paul made this tremendous statement. And a pastor really puts his neck out there, so to speak, if he was to say what Paul said. When Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. He's talking about you. Well, that's what pastors ought to be able to say from the pulpit. Now, you follow me as I follow Christ. As God is leading, the church follows. The church follows. Now, again, this does not mean a place of dictatorship. A place where the pastor runs the church or he has the rule over the church. That's not what that means at all. And a lot of people take it to the extreme. Well, God put me in a position of authority, so I'm going to rule the church. We talked about this a few weeks ago, but here in verse number 17, it talks about submitting yourselves to them. By the way, why should we obey? Why should we submit? I have in note, I just wrote this out yesterday. Because the congregation, trust him. They believe he's a man of God, that he was called of God, and that God is directing him, so they trust him. Put their faith and trust in the Lord is leading him. And so you submit. It involves the believer's attitude toward the one who has the rule over them. Submission recognizes that God ordained the leadership, and it was established by God in the church. Why is that so important? It answers that in verse number 17. That's why I take it very, 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 very seriously to be a pastor. I believe it's not only the greatest ministry. I don't want to use the word job. It's not a job. It's a calling. It's a ministry. But I believe it's the most important, if we want to use the word job or whatever, ministry on the face of this earth. Nothing more important, nothing more greater, nothing more rewarding, but yet no more responsibility that it has than being a pastor. Matter of fact, I was somewhere, somebody was reading here just in the, who preached here the other night? Brother McAllister, I think it was. Yeah, Brother McAllister, where he listed all those things in Book of Corinthians where Paul talked about all these things that had happened and how he'd been, you know, stoned and he was left dead. Remember that? And he was shipwrecked and all these other things, how he was beaten 39 times or something. He listed all these, but Dr. Bernhardt didn't read the next verse after all that. And the Apostle Paul said this, above all that is the care of the churches. I mean, can you imagine? And when he said, now I was beat, I was shipwrecked, I in prison often, all these other things. But he said, above all that is the care of the churches. It's a great responsibility to care for a church. Why? Because it says, for they watch for your souls. We deal with men's life, not just here in the present, but in the future. What a responsibility it is. The word watch literally means to stay awake. They watch for your souls. They're not sleeping while on the job. Now, I know a lot of pastors are probably, you heard the old saying, the pastor, he says he goes out on visitation every Saturday. Well, somebody went to his house and he was gone, but they went back around and his boat name was Visitation. And so, you know, a lot of people do that. He's out on the boat, Visitation, every day. Of course, it's a little joke, but there's a lot of guys, a lot of pastors who don't take the job seriously. They're, again, I'm not being critical, just a fact. But a role of a pastor, because they watch, they care for your souls. I'm telling you from the depths of my... This morning, I knew what I was... I said, before I came to church, Latrice, and she could verify this. Before I came to church, I sat on the couch for about 10 minutes, just clearing my head before I got here this morning, and just started praying. I didn't pray for everybody. There's no way I could do all that in 10 minutes. But for the church as a whole, that I could be the kind of pastor that God wants me to be, that I'm profitable for you, because it's going to talk about this in just a minute. And I knew this verse was coming up. So I sat there for about 10 minutes, just quiet. By the way, ain't it good just to be quiet and be still and know that I'm God? So again, I'm not bragging, I'm just telling you, I'm trying to prepare my... I love this church. And as long as y'all will keep me and let me stay here and put up with me, like my wedding vow, till death do us part, you know, I'd love to be here ministering, because I care for your soul. The word watch means to stay awake. It pictures a shepherd guarding the sheep from predators, or like a soldier standing guard on constant alert for the approaching enemy. And by the way, there's a lot of enemy out there, enemies against God, against his church, against us. So that's one of the roles of a pastor, is to be watchful, to guard the flock, if you will, as they must give account. Whoa. That's why I take it so seriously. I take it very seriously, because I have to give an account before God one day, not before you, but before God. Now, I give an account to you today. If I don't do a good job, y'all get me out here next week. You know what I'm saying? But ultimately, I'm going to stand before God and give an account to him of how I dealt with the flock, the church that he had put me in authority over. You follow? In the leadership position. I should use, some people don't like that word authority and obey. But so just kind of make it politically correct for those who are that way. So to place me in a position of leadership. And I take it very seriously. And one day I'm going to have to give an account how I handled the flock of God. We, as pastors, are responsible to God. And we want to give an account with joy, because the rest of that they may do it with joy. That when we stand before Jesus, that the bema seat, the judgment seat of Christ, and we give an account of what we had done in the churches that God had placed us in a position of leadership in, that we could do it with joy. Lord, to the best of my ability, I know I made mistakes, and I still make mistakes. Nobody said amen. I'm glad. Okay, I'm not perfect. I make, you know, probably made bad decisions over the years and things of that nature. But at least when I stand before the Lord, I can do it with joy. That I put 110% or so to say in it. I gave it my all. Y'all remember Dr. Bill Pennell? He went home to be in heaven years ago, and he's our missionary to Ukraine. And just about every time he would pray, his closing prayer, I never forget what he would say. He would say, Lord, give us the ability to serve to our last dying breath. In other words, I want to serve you till you take me home. Well, that's what he's talking about, that we may give an account and do it with joy and not with grief. The word grief means sorrow or groaning. That literally, I wouldn't stand before the Lord with sorrow and grief and say, well, I sure messed up, you know. And you understand, that's what it's saying about being a pastor. The great responsibility, we have watch care over your souls, and that we're going to stand in one day accountable, and that we do it with joy and not with grief.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.